Yeah, Grok.
Scary thing.
Yeah. Special competing with you, okay?
You know
what time it is.
That's right. Time to pop it open. Yeah, Brandon.
Yay!
And you know, we have special guests on the phone with hit songs like Let Me Love You and Baby, I Got You. On with us, we have Brandon. Who do we have?
We have Drea.
Say it louder.
We have Drea.
Say it louder.
We have Drea.
Ah! Singer, songwriter Drea, the beautiful Drea. What's going on?
Oh my God. Hi, you guys. I feel like you guys are like my own personal like cheerleader squad.
Oh, we were hype. We are hype man ready. Hype man and woman.
So excited. She messaged me and she was like, you have to message Drea and see if she can get on the show. And
yes.
I was like, I got you. I got you.
Baby, I got
baby,
you.
Baby, I got you. Baby, I got you. Baby,
yes,
I got you.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
And you have your bottle of champs going too?
You know, yes,
oh.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
It's Friday night. Well, I don't know. What are you on West Coast?
She's in Houston.
In Houston? Oh, right.
Houston. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, you got to hold it up and you got to give a little sip so we can hear you sip.
You can hear you sip.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Oh, wait. I don't know if you can hear it. All
right. Well, I hear that bottle.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I know. I drank it out of the bottle. I'm sorry.
That's gangster.
That's
gangsta.
Straight gangsta. That's how we do it.
No, we take a good sip, and that, I mean, that's gangsta as hell right there. I like it.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes, it's good.
On a Friday night, sometimes you just got to drink it out the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? If it's me by myself.
Why not?
It's the bottle.
Do it up. Live your best life.
Get a straw and just stick the straw right in it, and you're good.
Yeah, I have to really thank Brandon, because Brandon was the first person to really introduce me to you and your music.
Oh, thank you, Brandon.
Yes.
I love her. Like, I literally heard her one day on Instagram. As Monica knows, I love Serena. And she one
right.
day, she put, she was getting ready for the Australian Open, I believe. And
okay.
She was practicing one day. In the background, I heard this song.
Oh.
And I was like, this song is, who is this?
And you did some investigating.
So it kept saying like, baby, I got you, baby.
I got you, baby. I got you.
So like
Ooh.
The whole time, I was like, I went to Instagram, I went to like Google, and I started like Googling. I was like, who is this? Not even knowing like,
yeah,
she knew Serena or anything of that nature.
The song just hooked you.
I just wanted to know who is singing the song. Do they have any other music? I need to know.
You were hooked instantly.
Yes, instantly. So then that's when one day I just went to Instagram and typed in Drea, but like some white chick just popped up.
You're like, that is not Drea.
I was like, that's not Drea. If it is, okay.
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 Like, that is not Drea.
Yeah. So then like I saw this other Instagram pop up with like this profile picture with a fro, and I was like, that's got to be it.
That has to be, yes. Yeah.
That has to be it. And then I was hooked ever since. Like, I started going to, like, I'm a big Spotify user, so I went to Spotify
cool, yeah.
and went to, like, YouTube. And that's when, like, I just started telling everybody. I was like,
I mean,
you guys
really did. And you helped me, because even though I work in radio, I miss out on artists that I should know and I should be in the know about. You know? And so when you introduced me to I'm like, wow, okay. And I was like, baby, I got you. I was listening to it in my car. I'm like, this is something we can play right here.
And yes, I like my she is like literally, like I was telling you, she was on 1-800, the 1-800 Logic song.
Yes, yes,
I told
yes,
you
yes.
She's worked with Meek Mills, Rick Ross. She's like, yeah. She's done stuff for
Freya's like, well, okay.
I mean, she just recently she did she was on the soundtrack for Serena Williams' fashion show. Her and her husband are part of the Front Runners.
Yes.
And they do stuff together, and so I know everything about you.
Like
I love
this is major
I,
day.
I love like I literally like I like I want to,
I wish
you
could be here just to see Brandon's energy and his face. Like, you have a glow just right now.
Exactly. Like the day I messaged her on Instagram, I DM'd her and I said, I am so like in awe of you. You are so cool. I was like, I want you to like, you're like the flu. You're contagious, and I want everyone to like get hooked.
You
want to,
yes. You like, I'm going to call for everybody. Let them know.
Yes. Yes. And so like, it's ridiculous. Everyone needs to know who she is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, you're so, so welcome, because I just feel like you're a genuine person. You're a mom. Oh, you are like a wife, and you're really trying to do what you are trying to do out there. And it's first of all, it's inspirational, and it's very admirable.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, you know what? We're going to have too many drinks. I know. I was going to say, we're going to have too many drinks and start getting emotional.
This is going to turn into Lifetime.
It really happens.
Like, Drea, right?
Yes, it will happen. Like, how did you get started? When did you start getting into the music industry and realize that this is what I want to do? I want to be a singer-songwriter. How did you know? Or when?
You know what? Honestly, I knew I wanted to be a songwriter and a singer when I was about, I would say maybe 13 or 14.
Okay.
Nice.
I would like literally sit in my room, and I had like tons of journals, and I used to take the bus a lot when I went to school. So I would like just sit under trees and just write. I'd write raps, I'd write poems, I would write songs, and I would like listen to people all the time and just like read about, you know, who wrote this song. Oh my God, David Foster. Oh my gosh, Diane Warren. Oh my goodness, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Like, I would like look at this stuff.
Nice.
Like, at that age. Yeah, and my dad was a songwriter, and he was a singer. He used to write his own stuff and go in the studio all the time. So, you know, I just loved hearing his stuff, and it just was a lot of musical influence around me when I was younger. So as I grew up, it was always a part of me, music.
Because I was wondering about that. I was wondering if with, you know how sometimes kids, like as a kid, you get focused on a certain thing in life, and then your parents or someone else in your life may say, no, don't do that. Don't bother with that. You won't succeed at that. You know, but it's good when you have that influence, that positive influence to push you toward it. Like you said, with your dad being in music and a songwriter.
Yeah.
Like
their son is going to be one cool, sick, like young man.
How old is your son?
He's 9.
Oh. So he's around all this like positivity, good vibes, just music and arts and all this stuff.
Oh,
and like, he is just, you can just, he exudes like,
you can see it. It's gonna happen.
He
kind
of
yeah.
reminds me of me when I was a little kid. Like a lot of people used to say I was wiser
for your age,
for
like,
my age. And like, little dude, he is just like
almost like an old soul.
Yeah. He opens her CD. So like, he's talking about how she's from H Town and all this kind of stuff. And but like, when you see him, I know
you. He's like, look.
So she's like, hold on,
I forgot that even happened. All right.
But like, little dude is like cool. Like, he's a little cool dude. But like, he's so enthused into what his parents are doing. Like, her husband Chris, and like, they are doing so like awesome things right now.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to have to take you everywhere with me and be like, people are like, what do you do? Ask him. He'll tell
you. I know.
And the presentation is like, wow. Like, I'm even over here like, oh my gosh, wow. That's
Yes, you have it. You got your number one
fan. Number one fan.
That is like, no joke, yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh man, that's so cool.
So with your kids, do you want them to pursue music, or would you like them to go take a different route?
Oh no, absolutely. If they want to, all three of them, like I have two older stepkids as well, and they are 23 and 27. And they both are musically inclined. Mm. And one of them actually, he's an artist under us. His name is Jumpman. So he's a rapper.
Sick. Sick.
Thank you.
Sick. He has his new song out now, and it is ridiculous. But you know what? He looks like Craig Davis. You remember the British? British. Yeah, he looks.
I remember him because we used to play. Yeah, we used to play his music too.
So if you in the video that's on Instagram right now, like I have been listening to this song like repeated over and over and over and over again. He is like sick. So in the video, it's like a black screen and it's like a maybe like a circle O light on him, and he's just like rapping sitting there, and he looks. I was like, did Drea get to work with Craig David?
Drea, look, I'm right now, as Brandon is talking, I'm gonna send a snap to you later after this bubbly banter, like, so you can see the excitement on his face.
I was like, is she working with Craig David? I was like, how does she get like? How
I remember
she,
him.
Yeah, literally, he looks like.
I loved Craig David.
Oh my god! Yeah, whatever happened to him?
No, he's still putting stuff out.
Yo, well, he needs to come on back to, like, you know, he's top across, 40s and get
he's
on
He's across
here.
The pond. He's still doing stuff across the pond.
I tell you what, yeah, I remember that. That was, he has some jams. Mm. But is there some artist that you worked with that you would want to do another album with or another song with?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Logic. He's so amazing. Such an amazing artist. Such an amazing person. So I definitely would want to do another song with him. And who else? You know, I would love to work in the studio, which is quite interesting. This is like about the music industry, working over the internet. Like, a lot of us work with each other over the internet, but we don't get to actually be in the studio and meet with each other.
Right.
You know, be a part of the process together sometimes, and the records just end up coming together. So with that being said, I haven't ever worked in the studio with Meek Mill. I've never worked in the studio with Rick Ross.
Right.
I've only done, like, you know, the vocal stuff behind what they're doing.
Right.
And so for me, I would love to have that, you know, opportunity to be able to do that.
I'm glad you said that, because I was watching. Have you started watching on Hulu the Wu-Tang?
No.
Series? Yeah, I started watching that, how they came together. Like, how Wu-Tang basically started. And it's just, you know, with the old school board and, you know, and just in the basement and just finding a beat.
Yeah,
and I was
that's real stuff,
you know.
That's hip-hop. Like, that's the hip-hop that I wish would come back. And that's one thing that I like, that's one thing that I like about her, because she's doing stuff in her house.
I know it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, no one does that again. Like, who does that now?
Well, that has to be great. Like, you know, because you're somewhere where you feel comfortable. Like, you can really express yourself and get into that mode. Like, sometimes you have to be really feeling it in that mood.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Exactly. And, you know, I'm a storyteller. I spent a lot of my time studying a lot of people, studying a lot of music, and really, like, enjoying the fact that people can storytell and rhyme words and all that stuff right together. So for me, I'd love to be in the studio with an artist and get a real understanding of who they are as an individual or what kind of goal they're going for. Because then it helps me better achieve or, you know, like, be successful at my job.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to write a song and to create something for you. So if I could get as close as I possibly can to knowing that you would absolutely love this song, my bets are way higher than anyone else in general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel like what do you think hip-hop and R&B, where are we headed? Do you think we're headed down the right path, or does it feel like we need to take some steps back?
I feel like, I think we're headed down the right path. I think we're down the right path, but it's not being executed all the way, the way that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the people that are, like, trying to bring back real R&B and, you know, the beautiful voices, these girls. I mean, like, Keanu Lee and, like, you know, her, and all of them have beautiful voices. But, you know, me and Chris talk about this all the time. Like, we feel like they try to, like, not the artist per se, but, you know, whoever's commercially releasing the songs are, like, trying to dumb the song down.
Really? Yes.
People are not thinking anymore.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
I said people are not thinking anymore. And, like, people are not expressing love anymore. People are so immediately gratified nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like taking somebody out on a date and like courting them,
and
that's how music used to be. Music used to talk about like.
They used to talk about something.
Literally, like you said, like, let me love you. Like, I'm trying to think. Lyrics, come on, Brandon. I was in the car listening.
But you were telling
someone, just let me love you. Like, let me give you all of me, everything. Let me love you and show you that this is who I am, and we would do this together. Brand new.
Right.
I love Brand New because you're like, hey, I had to leave all these things and realize that I have to be this new person who I am.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I mean, right. I post this lyric all the time, and ooh, I love the fact that you said, don't tell your mama. You had me huffing and puffing like Thomas. I was like, when you said that, I was like,
you said, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. A lot of us be like, I don't want my mama to know what I be doing in the bed. So, I mean, let's be for real. So, I mean, when I heard that lyric, I was like, that's truth.
Yes.
That's fact.
Yeah. It is something to be said when you have real lyrics, like a real story there, instead of like, I'm not a huge fan of like mumble rapping and stuff like that.
No, I want to know what you're saying.
Like when it's going, I'm like, I don't know what the hell am I, I'll catch the beat in the club, but I won't listen to it because I don't know what are you telling me? What is the story?
In the club, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
The most ratchet song come out.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't like that song on the radio, but in the club.
Oh, yeah.
It bang.
Yeah, but when I don't really, I can't identify the word. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So we have to keep the stories. Keep the stories coming.
Yes. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I sure will.
And now we talked about how you are friends with Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I have to ask, how did y'all become, like, what's the history behind the friendship?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a cool story. So we met when we were in the fourth grade.
Okay.
And, because I grew up in Southern California, but I lived in Orange County. I don't know if you guys know where Orange County is.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I grew up there. So their mom used to work near my job, near my school. And so she would bring all the kids to school near her job. And so that's where I went to school. And so we ended up meeting. We were like the only three black kids in the school. So when they showed up,
right.
They were like, yeah. Oh, my God, a black girl. You know, because they're from Compton. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Coming from Compton up here to my school. And it's like, okay, what is going on? So, we just developed a little, you know, friendship. They were there for a year, and then they left. They ended up moving to Florida.
Uh-huh.
So it was so crazy. I got a letter in the front office from Serena. She wrote me to the school. It was like,
aww.
Hey, how are you? Whatever. You know, I don't remember everything in the letter, but I wrote her back. And so we would write back and forth through one of the administrators in the school. Just, you know, just say, hey, you know, whatever we wanted to say.
Like pen pals.
So, yeah, pen pals. And so we lost contact probably like somewhere between fifth or sixth grade or something like that. And then, so crazy, you guys, this is a crazy story. So I hadn't seen her since like fourth grade. And then I saw her again when I was 18 years old.
Oh.
But yeah, so my dad played like league basketball or whatever. So mm-hmm. He would go play basketball and he met a friend there, and his friend came to our house one day and was like, hey, I went to this tennis tournament out here in, Indian Wells, and yes. You know, I met Serena and Venus's dad, and you know, the two black girls, the tennis players. I was like, oh my gosh, I know them. And he was like, oh, I'm going back tomorrow. And I was like, oh my gosh, let me write a letter.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, hey, do you remember me? And I put a picture and stuff in there. And then he came back to our house. He was like, oh, I gave it to their dad. Their dad gave it to them. So we'll see. And I was like, okay, cool. So then fast forward, Venus writes me back in the letter. It's like, hey, of course we remember you. And like telling all the little silly stories or whatever that we used to do, like
yeah.
Silly things. And so me and Venus started talking. And then that was a time of like, you know, AOL, I am.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, it's back and forth. Yeah. So then we would talk back and forth, and we talked all the way through high school. And when I graduated high school, when I turned 18, she flew me out to L.A. Was like, hey, you want to come to L.A.? I was like, yeah, sure. She flew me out, and we saw each other for the first time since fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And we've just, you know, been...
Y'all been tight.
Ever since.
Yeah, because you were part of the wedding party, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really tight. So, have you ever played tennis against them?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
She's like, no, it's not good.
I wanted, no. I would just lose. I'm like, all right, I just wanted
I'm
to just.
I'm done.
Yeah, I just wanted to lose.
Just wanted to lose. Yeah. Just wanted to lose. So what's new? What's coming up for Drea? What's coming up? I want to hear. I want to know.
Well, I'm doing a bunch of, I'm just performing. I've been performing a lot in Houston. And this month I'm going to put out 4 new singles and 4 new videos.
Woo!
So, yeah, I have one ready to go already. So we're about to put it out in a couple days. And I'm just really promoting that next set of songs. I had a first set of songs that I put up onto Spotify. And, you know, I'm having a really good response, you know, to my music. And so I'm just ready to put more music up for people to kind of listen to and feed off of and see another side of me. And that's pretty much it. Just really promoting and just promoting my brand and promoting my music.
Good. I mean, I have to ask, so what events in your life have influenced your music? Is there something like with the stories that you tell?
You know, there's so much. It starts with, you know, my mom was like super music head.
Uh-huh.
So we would listen to so much stuff. We would listen to jazz, smooth jazz, classical music. I played the violin, so that classical piece tied together. I played it for a really long time. And, you know, we would listen to rap. My mom introduced me to Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. And, you know, and then she, on the other hand, she introduced me to Peebo Bryson and, you know, Anita Baker.
Yeah.
Like that. Right. So there were so many different, and then she was listening to the new stuff, you know. So I had so much stuff going on in my head that was like, wow, this is, oh my God, I love this. And, you know, I went to performing arts school, so then I studied musical theater and classical music and classical show choir and all kinds of different types of music and genres. And so I feel like what I do now is just a combination of everything, like everything that has influenced me. And so that's why I feel like I shouldn't, like, you know, kind of box myself like, oh, I'm an R&B singer.
No. That's like,
just, you know,
a lot of times I tell people that you are a vocalist, a lyricist, you're not just a singer. You encompass it all.
Right.
Like that's when I think of you, I don't think of just, oh, she sings. No, she does it all.
And you can tell when it comes from the heart and it's real. Like, you have other artists that have, they're purposely trying.
Yes.
You know, you can hear it, you know, when they're trying to do something or trying to go to a different type of music. So, but you speak from the heart. So
Very much so.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I really got, you know, I feel like, as an artist, you really should. Like, that's the whole definition of being an artist, being able to, artistically present yourself.
Uh-huh.
So if you're not doing that, then you're just a product. And that's okay, too, if you want to make some money.
Uh-huh.
Product. I'm not knocking the product. I'm really not. But, you know.
But if you're in it to win it.
Kinds.
Yeah, like, if you're in it to win it, it's a hustle. And you got to keep going. Yeah. It has to be a passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely.
And that's very apparent. That's why I'm just like, everyone, just listen.
Listen. Let her speak to you.
I mean, I'm not even going to tell you anything. Just listen. Like, that's what I want you to do.
Now, do you have any advice for other artists, like up and coming artists, especially the young, like the really young generation that says, "Oh, I just want to hit and I want to be famous," instead of
no,
you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a hit is relative. Like, nobody knows what a hit is unless you are part of, like, the commercial engine that, you know, processes the songs and, you know, puts together the artists and they have. I mean, there's purposeful hits and then there's hits that are just hits based off of, you know, how people receive it. And you can't never predict that.
Right.
So my thing with artists, like, I would say know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, because anytime you're giving so much of yourself to people, you could lose yourself.
And that's right.
Start with a strong foundation, then, you know, you're more reluctant to want to lose yourself. So that's what I say first of all, because that's something that I'm learning right now. And second, I would say treat it like a business. It is completely 100% a business. It's, yes, you are being artistic. Yes, you are showing the world, you know, your creativity. But at the same time, it's a job, it's a business, and it costs a lot of money to be an artist. And you can't get by with just, you know, the minimum. You really have to invest in your brand, in your business, and then other people will invest in it. So we have to treat it like a business. It's not just whatever.
Yeah, I think people fail to realize that.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's great advice. No, I think people fail to realize that it's work behind it. Even with, you know, no shade throwing a Lil Nas X, but he said he's already tired.
He's tired.
I'm like, you had the one song. He said he's taking a break.
Did you not see this? Well,
no, I mean, I didn't see that.
Excuse me, I'm going to throw a little shade at her because she was at Disney World with Serena and the gang when this was going on. He got interviewed and he said that he canceled two shows. He said after 7 months of just going straight for 7 months, he needed a break.
And I'm like, bless your little, excuse me. That was a little, you know, a little wine, a little champagne burp. Excuse me. But I know what he said.
Okay, girl. It happens.
It happens from time to time. It happens.
But he said,
yeah, he said he's tired.
He's tired. I'm like, you don't know the real hustle, I imagine, for, you know, for artists. And he's like, I'm drained.
I need a break. And like, I understand that. I give him some credit because like when he first started, like he was sleeping on his sister's floor. But my thing is like I was telling my mom the other day, I was like, there are plenty of artists who are sleeping on someone's floor.
Yeah, and when you're given that opportunity,
you better take it and run.
You better take it and you better run and try to find yourself.
Is it the Allman Brothers? They say, go on, take the money and run.
Well, he ran and now he's
tired. And he said, I'm tired, I'm going to take a break. I need a breather.
Yeah, I guess where he didn't expect it.
No. But listen to this. Imagine, okay, he's tired. He's really young, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, he's a guy. Now, can you imagine a female who has to change their outfit every single time they walk out of the house?
Oh, my gosh.
And they have to change their hair. And they have to change their makeup. And I'm like...
And judged. And judged every second.
This is one of the days I knew she was real, is that she was on her IG story, and she was like, I've been to this event. I've been to this event. I fed my child. My husband is happy. And she was like, all I want to do is get in this bed and go to sleep. Oh, I have to make sure he's ready. My child is ready for school
tomorrow. That's right.
And I'm like, I totally
understand, especially getting up early. I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old and my husband. And I'm like, and the day just gets rolling. And I do a morning show, too. So, of course, we're going to add some clips of this interview and stuff to the morning show. So we can promote and everything. And so, you know, you get up at 3:30, you hurt a little bit, especially if you don't take a nap. Yeah, so the day just gets rolling.
You have two kids, and one's doing, does a little man do anything?
Not yet, but we're going to get him in a sport. Yeah.
And then your little girl, she does violin.
She does, she plays flute.
Oh, my gosh.
She does a flute.
Oh,
but
she has a flute.
But she does dance, and she's been doing dance since she was three. So, yeah, she's all about that.
Yeah.
But it's but you stay busy. I understand completely.
Yeah.
So Lil Nas X, you gotta wake up, caffeine boost.
I don't know,
a coffee enema.
I don't know what you need to do.
B12
shot, maybe, I don't know, a 5-hour energy. I don't know. Take a nap.
Do something.
I know.
So another thing that I don't know if you also heard about Adele. Did you hear that she has decided to get down with the swirl, and she's currently,
But I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
Uh-uh. She what's under all that black clothing?
She cusses like a sailor.
Yeah.
So
she got a donk.
So literally Adele she's dating, allegedly, she's dating Naomi Campbell's ex-boyfriend. Mm. He's a British rapper named Skepta. So everyone's like, what is going on with this?
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But again, he's a big rapper over in the UK. He's like real, like raw. He cusses and all that stuff. So it kind of fits her.
Yeah, it does.
It fits her because
she's exploring and, you know, having fun.
I know.
She's having fun.
But then you look at her, you look at her ex-husband, he's like manager.
Yeah, he's like, he invested in water. He looks like he invested in water or something,
did,
you know?
He
you know
he really invested in water, too. It's ridiculous.
Because he has a look like. I enjoy really crisp water.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, mm. Mm. Brita, yeah, she's like, oh.
I have a Brita. Okay, so then another thing. What do you think about relationships, Ken? So you two are both married. I'm single. Thank you, Lord. I'm enjoying it. You guys are both married. What about relationships and taking breaks and coming back together? Do you think that's possible?
When you're dating?
Well, okay, I'm getting at this because I'm getting at this because, like, and you have a child together. Because look at Kylie Jenner and
Travis Scott.
And Travis Scott.
Well, I'm suspicious of them because the Kardashian Jenner family are known to set it up and hype things up. And you know, Travis Scott has an album coming out soon, like today, right. Yesterday, or something.
Uh-huh.
And so this right here plays well to what they do when they like to say, "Oh, we're breaking up, we're doing this," and we pay attention to them. So it kind of works in their favor for his album.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. Yeah. And so then, like, they said that, like, last night after they made the big announcement that they're going to take a break, but there's a possibility that they may get back together.
Uh-huh.
She was hanging out with Tyga.
Yeah, she said that she dropped a friend off at a studio, but she didn't know that he was in that studio. And so there wasn't anything serious happening there.
Drea, so when you, when you go to the studio, don't you have to, like, schedule that and, like,
I thought you would.
You do, but they can have multiple rooms. Most studios have like 10 rooms or, you know, some of them have a lot, some of them have a few rooms. But, you know, there's, unless it's a super private studio and it's just like one room, you know, but.
You just don't drop a friend off and know that.
Like, oh my gosh, my ex is, what are you doing here? Hey. Could you ever see yourself?
Would they talk?
They hung out.
They hung out.
She went into the studio with him. She said she didn't know that he was there.
But she didn't want to leave her friend and be all like, oh, I can't hang out because Tyga's there.
So she stayed and hung out with him.
Huh.
But you just split up with your baby daddy. I hate that word. Excuse me. You just spit. You just split up.
Too.
I hate it. No. Like, I tell everyone a lot of times when they say like baby mama or baby daddy, that is not true. That is the mother of your child.
The mother, yes.
That is the father of your child.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most derogatory thing that you can say about somebody.
The baby daddy.
They're like, I mean, literally.
It's just a sperm donor right there. Yeah.
I mean, well, we do have some people who are just those. However, I mean, like, give someone the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. You two may not get along. However, that is still your child's mother.
Yes.
And that's how I feel about that. So,
I think with Kylie and Travis Scott, they're playing it up.
But then here's another thing. Did you know that none of I don't know why I know these things, but did you know that none of the Kardashians like have like custody of their, like there's no custody orders with like the fathers or anything of that nature. So if with Khloe, with what's going on with
Tristan,
her,
is it Tristan?
Yeah, I think, yeah. With all that stuff, if he wanted just to take the baby, he could.
But he would never.
Yeah, like they have no like really like custody orders with these people.
They're just separated, but just dealt. I think
like Scott and what's her name?
Courtney.
Courtney. Right. Mm-hmm. They have no real like legal custody agreement with them.
They're just being cordial and just working together.
They just co-parent.
Yeah,
it's
admirable, but then it's almost like kind of scary. Like what if one day she just comes and like the kids are gone?
But I feel like they've done so much. There's so many outrageous things within the family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Could you see yourself like Wendy Williams was hanging out with the Kardashians?
I love Wendy.
I love Wendy. Like now the new and improved Wendy, I guess you could say. You can see she's happy.
She's happy in life.
She's happy.
Do you like Wendy?
Sure.
Do you like Wendy, Drea?
You know what? I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with Wendy.
She goes too far sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like shock value.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's an entertainer, so I respect her in that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
She does what she does, and she does it well, obviously.
Very
so
much so.
For that. Yeah.
But I always wonder, I said, for Wendy to go out in public and hang out with some of the people that she talks about,
mm-hmm.
You always wonder how does she even have a friendship sometimes with folks?
Right.
Like she talks so harsh about them, but then you see her taking pictures with those people.
And
so.
You're like, huh. Because Christie Brinkley, the model, she's actually upset.
Yeah.
With her.
With Why? Wendy Williams, because Christie was cast for Dancing with the Stars,
yep.
And she recently broke her arm. Well, Wendy watched the video and said, oh my gosh, that looks fake.
That looks fake.
That looks fake.
That looks fake.
And Christie Brinkley really, was on her show like a couple months ago.
She was like, that video doesn't, she said, no, that doesn't look anything broke.
Yeah, and Christie Brinkley is going out her way, posting pictures from the hospital, posting videos, showing x-rays.
Receipts.
And she's like, Wendy, come over, let's talk. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah,
and she was on Wendy's show, and they were talking like girlfriends.
Yes.
They're like, oh yeah, let's get together and blah blah. And she's, and Wendy's like, oh, you're so gorgeous. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but now
you want to talk about her. Now you want to talk about her.
Go and ahead. I know it's part of the show. Yes. But at the same time, it's like, how do you do that? How do you balance that?
Yeah, that's just.
I don't know.
Well, you know, honestly, I feel like a lot of people in our society, they don't care. They feed off of it anyway. So
yeah.
It's like, ooh, what? I mean, we still get involved. We still, it doesn't matter.
Right.
We still are nosy. We still want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
It's immediate gratification.
It is.
That's what I tell a lot of people nowadays. No one knows how to enjoy something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah, you're right.
No one knows how to like sit still and like enjoy.
It's true.
And no one like. It's so funny because sometimes when I ride in the car with some of my friends, and like the rule in my car is that we listen to the whole song.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good because most of the time it's like, I'm not feeling this right here. Turn it on this.
If you turn it, but like if we're listening to something, you need to listen to the whole song.
Society lacks patience.
It does.
And I mean, I caught myself earlier today when I go home with my Fire Stick. The cable was just like not working, and I'm like, come on, internet. It only been a second, and I was yelling at the TV, come on, like what's taking so long? And I was like, if I just set my ass down and wait, it was all right. But
right?
I'm standing there holding Fire Stick and staring at it. Come on. No.
No.
You can't do that.
No, we can't do that. No, we cannot. We cannot. I mean.
I know what you mean. Like, do you know how many battles I have with myself? Like, put your phone down.
Yeah. Yes.
Get off the Instagram. Away.
It's like the guy that my good friend Jason that I work out with, mm-hmm. he we go set for set. So when he's on, I'm off or whatever. And so literally as soon as I get off, I pick up the phone and he'll come up to me. He'll be like, it's your turn. Put the phone down.
I know. I'm guilty of it too. But I mean, but now we rely on social media to get out, you know, information and products and check on people to see what's happening. I mean, sometimes there's relatives there. I feel like I have a family reunion sometimes on social media. I haven't seen people in forever, but I go, I'm like, oh, my Uncle Elvis is doing all right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I check in.
Well, you know what makes me mad about that is that everybody is watching your life, like, virtually.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you meet back up with them, you're like, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, I see you've been doing some big things.
Yes.
Exactly.
Why can't I tell you myself?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to be able to surprise you and, like, be excited to tell someone that I've done this. But because of social media nowadays, like, it's ridiculous. Like, for example, like I was telling you, I'm going to shamelessly plug myself.
Please do.
I'm going to be walking in Lynchburg Central Virginia Fashion Week this October 26th from 7 to 10 at the Academy of Art and Music in Lynchburg. You guys come out, get your tickets at Central Virginia FashionWeek.com. Come out and, or you can get them at the Academy of Art and Music website. And get your tickets. But yeah, like before, I wanted to surprise my mom and tell my mom that I was doing it.
Uh-huh.
But here they go.
Oh no, they shared it.
And they shared it before I could like tell. And but I mean, it was cool because my mom, she was like, "Oh, you got it. You're gonna do it."
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it was cool. And
but
it
still kind of ruined that moment.
But that's how we're such a society of immediate gratification. So.
It's true. It's getting harder now for morning radio. Because a lot of people just, they want to hear what they want to hear. And they're like, oh, I don't like it. Click. And they don't even give it a chance, you know. So we're dealing with that. And it is just because we have everything right there at our fingertips. Unlike, you know, back in the day when I would have to find a payphone, you know, or something like
that. I'm like, ah. Like, Listen, I don't mean to date myself, but I had a pager, and I had.
Oh no, you're not dating yourself.
That's
no,
all
you're
right.
Not. No,
I had one
not.
Too.
I had one too.
Yep.
I hit that Nokia.
That's it.
That Nokia that your mama used to throw at you, and she threw 100. You might get a concussion. It never broke.
I don't even know. I think I'm off brand. I don't even know what the name was.
I mean, literally. I mean,
and we had patience then. You had to.
I mean, literally, like when someone
you gotta wait.
Uh huh.
You have to wait, and then you hear the boop, 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 boop. You look at your phone, gotta realize that they send you a code, or is it actually somebody's number?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, oh, that must be my mom. She's I mean, my house.
Yes. I mean,
oh my goodness. Can we do a test run at like Virginia Tech? Can we get them to do a study on teenagers with a pager?
Well, you know, and make them find a phone? I saw on Instagram this dad. He gave his kids a cassette player.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his kids a rotary phone.
Oh,
and he gave
rotary.
His kids what I think it was like a record player.
What?
And he was like, here's $100. You guys have 5 minutes to figure out how these things work.
I'm gonna have to test my kids.
And literally like the husband and the wife sat there for the whole 5 minutes and like died laughing because the kids were like,
how do I figure this out? What am I doing? Yeah. Oh, I gotta
like
watch that.
Like the dad gave them like a number to dial, and like they were like pushing the numbers instead of like turning it.
They didn't understand when you miss a number, you have to start over again. Yes, you have to start over.
If someone,
you gotta press that button down.
Yes.
And then wait for the and then you can start again.
Oh man. I gotta dial again.
Like I was telling my godson, I was telling him how we used to had to like when you try to get on AOL and you didn't want it to be loud because your parents were asleep.
Oh, like a pillow.
And then it would always when you were trying to like you thought you were ready and they was about to hook up and you were about to get online.
I'm like, oh my god.
I'm like, no, they're gonna hear. No.
Oh, like I'm not doing anything. I was just trying to pull up the Oregon Trail.
I'm just trying to do number mash at 2:00 in the morning.
That's it.
Number mash.
Yes, number mash. Yes.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Oh my gosh. You guys know this is a funny story. My mom. So I used to take the bus out to school, and it was like an hour and a half ride.
Okay.
Ooh.
And so my mom had to, you know, she would had get in contact with me. Mm-hmm. So she would call me. I would call her collect if I didn't have enough change to call her. And I would tell her what I needed to say when it says, "Please state your name after the tone."
Sure did. I sure did the same thing.
Yep, and yell it.
I'm at the skating rink. Last skate is at 7.
You had to.
Yes. You had to do
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Activity bus is not running today. I need you to pick me up at 4:30.
That is something else. Because, you know, people, they call the radio station, and they have never heard a busy signal. So we had some people call and say, your phone is going beep, 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 beep. Because they had never experienced a busy because of cell phone.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yes. Wow. Brandon, I know. Brandon gave me the face of like, what the hell?
What the hell? What do you mean you do not know?
Because they've never heard it. Like if you think about all the teenagers that have grown up with just cell phones in the house.
Yeah. You picked up the phone before we called Drea, and the young lady was on there.
Yeah.
She got all
She's
scared.
Like, what?
She was like, somebody answered?
Oh, gosh. Like, what?
It's real?
Yeah. But hearing a busy signal, they don't know. They're like,
what?
I really think that people, when they asked if I did like bubbly, they were like, you actually go to the studio and do it? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the radio station.
Oh, dude, this is the radio station.
Yes, we got the mics. We got all the gadgets and stuff. This is for real.
No, this is real. Dude, hold on,
no,
yeah.
I pretend to go. Okay.
I know.
I just posted on social media.
What else am I supposed to
do? Yeah,
look,
that's
if you're ever in VA, you had to come to the studio. We had to do this live.
I was telling her I've been talking to Jason.
Uh-huh.
At the park, and I want to get her for Pride.
Oh yes.
I want to get
and
her
if
for
you,
Pride.
Yeah, I mean, you do that and do a little bubbly.
Yes.
Bubbly banter.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we bring her into the studio. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bring her to the morning show.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be so dope.
Well,
you tell me when.
I will definitely tell you when. And actually, I'm going to I just thought about this this morning when I was listening to, I literally listen to her every day. So yeah. I want to see, I want to give Bobby or Flex and see if they'll do a remix.
Oh, sure. They, oh, you know they would.
Like an EDM remix of her song.
Ooh.
Right. But you know, or, you know,
for
of course
one?
We.
For which song?
For Baby, I Got You.
Oh, they definitely could do that.
Or either, I, you know what? I love Silly Girls. That song, I wish that would, like, I wish people would catch on to that because she, in that song, she's really talking about how, like, we're talking about each other and we're, like, fighting over some dude that don't really even give a fuck about us.
Yes, which happens all the time.
Right.
Like we some silly girls in this, in this freaking world, like, made of plastic. Like come
see,
on.
We're
like,
hair fanatics.
Hair fanatics.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yes. You know we're going to have to fly out to Houston one day, too.
Oh, but see, my mom lives in San Antonio.
Ooh, yeah.
My mom lives in San Antonio.
I have lots of radio friends out there.
Yeah, so, like, the last time I was in San Antonio for my cousin's graduation, the whole time I was like, can I sit? Because I think, like, Houston's, like, maybe 3 hours from San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the whole time I was on Instagram, like, is she performing somewhere?
Yeah, just trying to find,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe I can, like, escape and rent a car real quick and go. But she didn't have any performances then. But, like, I told my mom, the next time I come, if she has something, we're going
yes,
to Houston.
Yes, well, definitely. I mean, if you're all right with us sleeping on the couch or something.
You know. I mean, listen.
As real as she is, as real as she is, I really feel like she would be like, you know what? Yeah, come on. And she was doing something down there in Houston. And I was like, oh, man. I was like,
yeah.
There go Paul Wall. And I
Paul
was like,
Wall.
There we go. I remember
yeah,
him.
We would definitely have to do it. We have to get together at some point and do something.
Yes.
When
are you guys talking?
A lot of times, we don't have a lot of African-American artists that come for our Pride. So that's one
thing.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. So that's
is there an African-American art, audience, or is it a...
Well, it's like our gay community here is predominantly white. However, we have a big African-American, diverse gay community here.
Mm-hmm.
But here recently... they started to realize that they need to channel and give into it. So I have been kind of pushing you because I think that, one, a lot of your music is very universal. It's not gender. It doesn't, a lot of things that you sing about, you could sing about it to anybody. Like, Baby, I Got You. You could sing that to I sing that to myself sometimes.
Yeah. I was wondering,
like, literally, because sometimes I have to tell myself, like, Brandon, you got yourself, you got this, you can do this. Like, the day is hard, but
you got it.
I really want to get you here for Pride. I really, because when I wanted Kennedy Davenport from RuPaul's Drag Race to come,
because
a lot of times they didn't have, and she's from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, she performs at Hamburger Mary's a lot.
I have to go check that out.
And so I looked at Jason and I said, Jason, we need some color and pride. And next thing I know, he said,
well, fingers crossed you're available and we can work.
I'm going to be emailing Jason some of her album stuff and letting her know. And then I'm going to also email you her album stuff. So if you want to, like, put some stuff but we will definitely we got to get her here. Because I just feel like people need to hear her.
Thank you.
I'm gonna send you a snap of Brandon's face, but
it's so funny because the other day, like, I was just talking to her on via DM and she actually doesn't know that she actually really made my day. She was like, if I had the money, she was like, I would hire you. And I was like, that just made my day because I just really feel like what she's doing, like, people really need to hear her.
Yes. And, like, he is passionate. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like,
you can feel it.
Like, for real. Like, my friend Mike the other day, he was like, why are you? Because I don't know if you know what I do for a living. I'm in the mental health field. So I work with adults that have emotional and behavior problems and we teach them life skills. My friend Mike, he was like, why are you a social worker? He was like, you should have went to school for, like, business or communication. He was like, all this stuff that you be doing on, like, your Snap and your Instagram and all your social media.
He was like,
you could be making millions of money doing this. I was like, I am only, well, my birthday is on the 25th of this month. I'll be 37. Mm-hmm. So I still have so much life to
live.
What
did they say? Morgan Freeman didn't start till he was in his 40s.
Yes.
Tina Fey, late.
Well, look at
later in life.
Who's about to be the voice of Alexa? You can switch now.
Samuel L. Jackson started out later, and he started out late, and he also had a stuttering problem.
Hello.
And he passed it by saying fuck. He did. He did.
Yes.
Don't tell people that, don't put an age on anything.
That's my favorite word. I tell everyone that.
Oh yeah.
That's my favorite word. Fuck is my favorite word. And sometimes you just have to say it because it's therapeutic.
Because people, and that's right. It is. If you hit your toe, you feel tons better.
Yes, you surely do.
Oh, you say the F word, you feel good.
I tell people when my 15-year-old godson, who's practically my son, when I get a phone call that he's done something wrong, sometimes I just have to sit the phone down and just say, fuck.
Yep. And it feels good. And you feel relieved a little bit. Woo.
Yes, that negative energy just flows out of you.
Uh huh. I'm telling you what, we're gonna make something happen. We gotta make something happen.
You know, it's all within me. It's going to happen. So.
Yes, it is. That's it's right. And you never put an age on it. And we gonna pop it off.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, you gotta pour a little bit more bubbly. I don't know if you got any more bubbly in your cup. We gotta pour a little bit of more bubbly.
Hold on, we're going.
That is it. You know, I am disappointed in you guys. Is that your first refill?
No, we've been sipping the whole time.
We got a bottle gone.
We already got a whole bottle that's gone.
We had a second bottle, but we didn't make it
to the second bottle. We had a whole bottle because I have to drive home and she has to drive home to the kiddos. So.
But then we can drink later once we get there.
Once we get there, we will partake.
I just want to say thank you a lot
because one, I just want to thank you for just you being you, but also I want to thank you for actually, like I told you, and like I was telling Monica, I told you when you said you would do this, I said thank you, but the fact that you genuinely, you were like, no, thank you. Again, I want to say thank you because you just, this,
it's made
like,
your day.
This has made my, like, day.
I can see it. I can see it. It makes me happy, happier even seeing you're happy.
Yeah, this has made, like, lifetime.
Yes. Because I asked Brandon, I'm like, can you reach out to her? Can you reach out and see?
I said, yep, I sure will.
Yeah. Like, Andrea, we thank you a ton, and we will
thank
be sure
so
we're going to push your music.
Yes,
follow on IG, Andrea Music.
Yeah, Andrea Music, and she's on Spotify, Apple Music, and she's on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. You can find her. And just want to say thank you, and as always, we say...
Well, you got to hold up your cups, and we say,
Drink up, bitches!
Yes!
Got you like two wings on a plane, boy, I lift you up like wood to the grain, yeah, I swoop you up.